Do you get lost in all of the information overload? Join me, Steve Lilly, with The Voice in the Wilderness for history, news, education, and biblical insights as we contend for fundamental Christianity and American freedom. This is News to Me.
Brace for it. So, how is your retirement portfolio looking? What does it have to do with the upcoming presidential elections? Can you afford to invest in the stock market? Experts are saying that the S&P 500 will drop 30% before an even bigger collapse after the election in November. David Brady on the podcast Thoughtful Money predicts that the market will plummet from over 5,000 points to around 3,500 for an 18-month low, making the market the lowest level in 14 years. Brady, a money manager, former foreign exchange trader, and author of the Flippist Report, argued on the podcast that stocks are massively overvalued and that the investors will be facing greater downside risk than potential upside. He also predicted that the Fed Reserve will adjust interest rates by cutting them, presenting a false sense of security in the economy prior to the election. This will make the Biden administration look good to the American public. Brady said, "My two cents is short term, 20 to 30% drop, but then the Fed responds as it always does and the market goes up. After the election, stocks are going to get hammered. I expect the stock market to drop because of what's going on in the economy and elsewhere in the world. Because inflation has climbed to a 3.5% over the past 2 months, the Fed might keep the rates higher for longer. So don't be surprised if you hear about increasing bankruptcies, car repossessions, loan defaults, credit card delinquencies, and house prices declining. Just in our area of North Carolina, we are seeing the usual increase in summer gas prices. The interesting thing is that they're fluctuating not only on a daily basis, but also on an hourly. Just the other day, we saw a 7-cent change from one day to the next. Regular media will put a spin on the story, blaming the crisis overseas for increase of prices. Just remember that under the previous administration, the U.S. was energy independent. We didn't have to rely on oil from the Middle East, Venezuela, or Canada. Be on the lookout for the narrative of the media as they put their spin on what is happening in this country as well as around the world prior to the election. And that is news to me. Another great resource from The Voice. Standing upon swollen, split, and bleeding feet, Dudley Gardner dealt daily physical and spiritual food to the hungry of Kolkata, India. Torturous scars inflicted by enemy captors were hidden by a beard, worn to conceal the visible pain that he bore minute by minute. Read The Life of the Angel with the Bushy Beard, Major Dudley Gardner. Well, it's that time of year again. The school year is winding down. As a student, we always knew that the school year was coming to an end when we'd have a week of achievement tests. As a homeschool parent, we comply with the state's requirements and the girls also take their yearly tests. However, the questions that are being asked are not like they used to be. Let me give you an example. In this year's test, they asked several questions regarding the National Mall with a timeline to be revealed to the student. Questions varied from whether the National Mall is located to the duration of time from Washington's presidency to the completion of the Washington Monument. But three of the five questions dealt with the idea of protests. One was in regards to women's suffrage, one linking the Poor People's Campaign with the Bonus Army, but the final question is the one that got my attention. It stated, "One purpose of the National Mall is to celebrate the history of the United States. Based on the timeline, what was the other use? A, to sell products. B, to raise tax money. C, to train government workers. Or D, provide a place of protest." Now, it may seem on the surface that this is an innocent question. However, it is planting the seed in the child's mind of revolting against authority. The National Mall is a place where we used to go to visit our history and heritage. As we have visited the mall on many occasions, seeing the various museums of the Smithsonian, riding up the Washington Monument, climbing the steps of Lincoln Memorial, and silently walking past the Vietnam Wall, we cannot help but recall the sacrifices of those who fought for the freedom of this nation. Looking at the reflecting pool, one should remember those sacrifices for our freedom, and that is news to me. A Father's Day gift. Easy Eddie was a father who wanted to be better for his son. Working for a notorious criminal, follow Eddie as he raises his son to be the man he is not. His son Butch becomes a war hero, learning from the errors of his father. This pulpit pamphleteer will encourage the men in your life to become the father God intended them to be. A Missions Minute. I recall the first mission trip that I took. I was about 5 years old. My parents were taking the teens from our church in New Hampshire to Nova Scotia to hold a couple of weeks of camp. 2 days riding in a van was not fun, but when we arrived, there was great relief as we finally were able to stretch our legs. I do remember playing the games and having a great time. This past Monday, Abby Noel will be taking her first missions trip. She'll be going to the Gathering of the Nations to hand out the Gospel of John in Cherokee and Navajo. I pray she'll have great memories of her time serving Jesus while she is there. Will you pray that some soul will be saved while this trip is taken? On a personal note, we recently purchased a small fire pit to use on the property. The girls are all excited as we made s'mores the other night. Putting sticks and other things in the fire had me thinking. I remember going to camp, and on the final night, we were asked if we wanted to surrender our lives to God to present a stick to be burned in the fire. The stick symbolized our lives, and the fire represented how God can use one life to burn brightly for Him. How about you? Have you surrendered your life to God to be used whatever way He wants? And this has been news to me.
70 years, the voice in the wilderness, contending for fundamental Christianity and American freedoms. Find more articles, sermons, and other resources at www.thevoiceinthewilderness.org. This is Steve Lilly, and that has been news to me.